Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After Midnight.
Matt was 14 the winter his father bought the house. It wasn't supposed to be permanent. His dad said that more than once in the first week, as if repeating it could make the place feel less final. Just a couple years, he told Matt while carrying boxes up the stairs. Something temporary until we figure things out. Matt didn't argue. He knew what figuring things out meant. It meant his parents were never getting back together, and it meant the quiet between him and his father would probably stay that way for a while. The divorce didn't arrive like a storm. It arrived like a slow leak. A little less conversation at dinner, a little more silence in the car. Then one day it was just the two of them, learning the shape of a smaller life. The house sat at the end of a narrow street where the pavement turned rough and uneven. The surrounding homes were similar, older, square, built close together, but theirs felt slightly more tired than the rest. The siding had faded unevenly, and the porch steps leaned just enough to notice if you walked up them too quickly. Inside, though, the place wasn't bad. The heat worked. The bedrooms upstairs were larger than the ones they'd had before. The floors creaked, but not loudly, more like the house was clearing its throat whenever someone passed. Matt chose the room at the end of the hallway. His father took the one across from it. Between them was a narrow bathroom with an old light fixture that hummed softly whenever it was turned on. The bulb was bright in a harsh way, the kind that made nighttime faces look pale and tired and too honest. For the first few weeks, nothing about the house felt unusual. Routine settled in quickly. School, homework, dinner, quiet. His father watched television downstairs in the evenings while Matt stayed upstairs reading or scrolling until he was tired enough to sleep. Sometimes the quiet felt comfortable. Sometimes it felt like the house itself was listening, and neither of them wanted to be the one to speak first. The first time Matt noticed something off, it seemed so small he almost forgot about it. He woke late one night needing water and saw a strip of light across the upstairs carpet. The bathroom light was on, spilling a pale rectangle into the hallway. Matt stood in his doorway, frowning, trying to remember whether he'd left it on earlier. He was almost sure he hadn't. Still, it wasn't enough to panic over. His father might have used the bathroom and forgotten to shut it off. Matt walked down the hall, flipped the switch, and listened as the faint hum died with the light. Then he went downstairs, got his water, and came back to bed without thinking much more about it. A few nights later, it happened again. Matt woke suddenly, though at first he couldn't say what had pulled him out of sleep. The house felt still in a way that didn't feel normal, like a room after the music stops. He sat up and saw the light again, the same pale spill from the bathroom, the same faint hum that seemed louder at night. This time he listened toward his father's bedroom across the hall. The door was closed, and there was no movement. Matt got out of bed and crossed the hallway. The carpet was cold under his feet. He turned the light off, stood in the doorway for a moment, staring at the switch, and tried to convince himself this was nothing. An old fixture, a forgetful habit. The mind filling in gaps because it was late, he went back to bed and told himself it would stop bothering him by morning. For the next week, nothing happened. School pulled him back into ordinary life. His father moved through the days in his quiet, steady way, as if keeping his hands busy could keep his thoughts from catching up. The house settled into being just a house again, full of the small noises older buildings make, pipes clicking, boards shifting, wind worrying at the windows. Then, about 2 weeks after the first light, Matt woke to something he couldn't explain away as a bulb or a switch. Footsteps. They were soft but unmistakable, moving in the hallway outside his room. Matt lay still listening, his brain reaching for the simplest answer. His dad getting up for the bathroom. Someone half asleep, shuffling in socks. The footsteps stopped. A long, quiet pause followed, the kind that makes you aware of your own breathing. Then another step creaked, closer to Matt's door, measured like whoever it was had all the time in the world. He turned his head toward the darkness, expecting the bathroom light to click on at any moment. It didn't. Matt sat up slowly and called out, quieter than he meant to. "Dad?" No answer came. He swung his legs out of bed and walked to the doorway, feeling a stupid, prickling embarrassment at himself, even as his pulse climbed. The hallway was empty. His father's bedroom door was still closed. Matt stood there, staring down the stretch of carpet toward the bathroom, waiting for something to move. Nothing did. The air didn't shift. The darkness stayed exactly where it was. He told himself it had been the house settling or his brain half-dreaming sound into shape. Then the bathroom lights flicked on. The click was sharp in the silence, and the bulb snapped to life as if it had been waiting for him to look away. Matt felt his stomach drop. He hadn't heard anyone walk into the bathroom. He hadn't heard a door move. He hadn't heard anything except those footsteps that had stopped outside his room. He walked to the bathroom anyway. The room was empty. The sink was dry. The mirror reflected only Matt's face, pale and uncertain in the harsh light. He turned the switch off and listened as the hum faded, trying to steady himself with the simplicity of the action. He went back to his room and lay awake longer than he wanted to admit. He replayed the footsteps in his mind and tried to reshape them into something reasonable. Eventually, exhaustion did what it always did and dragged him under. In the morning, he brought it up at breakfast like it was nothing. "Did you get up during the night?" he asked while pouring cereal. His father shook his head without looking up from his coffee. "Didn't wake up once?" Matt hesitated, then said, "I heard someone in the hallway." His father finally looked at him. For a moment, he seemed ready to ask more, but instead he shrugged as if refusing to give the thought any weight. "Old houses make noise," he said. "Pipes, floorboards, you'll get used to it." Matt nodded because he didn't have a better argument. During the day, it almost made sense. That night, though, when he climbed the stairs, he paused halfway down the hallway. The bathroom door was cracked open, then the light was on, and Matt knew, absolutely knew, he hadn't touched that switch. Matt told himself it was nothing. That was the easiest explanation, and the one he repeated quietly in his head as he turned the bathroom light off again and went back to bed. Old houses made noises, electrical switches wore out, light bulbs flickered and clicked when they were getting ready to burn out. There were 100 normal explanations for what had happened. The problem was that none of them explained the footsteps. He lay awake longer than usual that night, staring at the dark outline of his ceiling. Every small sound the house made seemed louder than it had before. Pipes ticking in the walls, the furnace kicking on somewhere downstairs, the faint rustle of wind against the siding outside. Eventually, sleep pulled him under. But the feeling that something had been standing in the hallway stayed with him longer than he wanted to admit. The next morning, everything looked ordinary again. Sunlight came through the kitchen window while his father made coffee in the quiet, practiced way he did everything now. Matt watched him for a moment before sitting down at the table. His father didn't look like someone who had been awake in the night. He looked tired, but that wasn't unusual. Since the divorce, he always looked a little tired, as if sleep never quite reached him the way it used to. Matt considered mentioning the bathroom light again. Instead, he kept quiet. The explanation his father had given, "old houses make noise," still hung in the air between them. It wasn't satisfying, but it was simple. And sometimes simple was enough. For a while, the house stayed quiet. Nearly 2 weeks passed without another strange moment. The bathroom light stayed off. The hallway remained empty. Matt began to forget about the footsteps entirely, or at least convince himself they hadn't been as clear as he remembered. Life returned to its normal rhythm: school, homework, dinner with his dad. And then one night near the end of February, Matt woke up standing in the hallway. At first, he didn't realize that was what had happened. His mind surfaced slowly from sleep, the way it sometimes does when a dream is fading. The air felt cool against his bare feet. The hallway stretched quietly in both directions, the familiar carpet beneath him and the faint smell of detergent drifting from the linen closet. Matt blinked, confused, and he didn't remember getting out of bed. For a moment, he wondered if he had been sleepwalking. The idea didn't feel completely ridiculous. People did strange things when they were asleep. He'd heard stories about it before. People waking up in kitchens, living rooms, even outside without remembering how they got there. But something about the situation felt slightly wrong. The bathroom light was on again. Its pale glow washed across the hallway floor, bright enough to see clearly but dim enough to leave the far end of the hall swallowed in shadow. Matt stood there for several seconds, trying to decide what to do. His first instinct was simply to turn the light off and go back to bed. The whole thing could still be explained away as a strange sleepwalking episode, something that would make sense in the morning. Then he glanced toward his bedroom. The door was open just enough to see the bed inside, and someone was still lying in it. Matt felt the breath catch in his throat. He stared into the room, his brain struggling to understand what he was seeing. The blankets were pulled up exactly the way he remembered leaving them. The shape beneath them rose and fell slowly, with steady breathing. It was him. His body was still asleep. The sight made something cold settle in the middle of his chest. Matt tried to move toward the bed. The hallway resisted him. The sensation was strange and difficult to describe. His legs still worked, but every step felt heavier than it should have, as if the air itself had thickened around him. He pushed forward anyway, determined to reach the bed and wake himself up. But he couldn't get close enough. No matter how hard he tried, he seemed to remain several feet away from the doorway. That was when he heard the sound and a soft shift of weight behind him. Matt turned slowly. The far end of the hallway was darker than the rest. The bathroom light didn't quite reach that corner, leaving the space near the stairs in shadow. At first, he thought he was imagining movement there. Then he realized something was standing in the darkness. The shape was tall, not sharply defined, but present in the way a silhouette is present when someone stands between you in a dim light. Matt couldn't make out a face or any clear features. The figure seemed more like a gap in the darkness than a person made of it. For a moment, neither of them moved. Matt's heart began to pound harder. He tried to call out to his father, but when he opened his mouth, no sound came. The effort was there, the shape of the word forming in his throat, but the hallway swallowed it before it could become real. The figure shifted slightly, one step forward. The movement was slow, almost careful, like someone walking across unfamiliar ground. Matt felt fear rise in him then, sharp and immediate. But beneath the fear was something else as well, an unexpected flash of anger. The feeling surprised him. Some part of his mind refused to accept that something could simply appear in his house and watch him like this. The figure took another step. It didn't seem to walk in the normal way people did. The distance between them simply shortened as if the hallway itself had quietly folded. Matt turned back toward his bedroom. His sleeping body lay exactly where it had been before, unaware of what was happening only a few feet away. He tried again to move closer. Again, the invisible resistance held him back. Behind him, the figure moved once more. Matt could feel its presence more clearly now, not a touch or a sound exactly, but the unmistakable sense that something was standing where nothing should have been. Then something unexpected happened. The voice drifted faintly up the staircase, Matt's father. It wasn't clear enough to understand the words, but the sound of it was unmistakable. The quiet rhythm of someone speaking from downstairs, perhaps half awake, perhaps responding to a noise in the house. The figure reacted immediately. Its head tilted slightly as if listening. For the first time since Matt had noticed it, the shape seemed uncertain. Matt watched carefully, trying to understand what that reaction meant. The voice came again from downstairs, louder this time, and the figure stopped moving entirely. The next moment, Matt woke with a violent gasp, sitting upright in his bed. His room was dark. His heart hammered painfully in his chest. For a few seconds, he didn't move, afraid to look toward the hallway. Then he noticed the light. The bathroom light was on again, bright, steady. And outside his room, he heard the sound of his father opening the bedroom door across the hall. They stepped into the hallway at almost the same moment. Matt looked at his father. His father looked at him. Neither of them spoke right away. But the expression on his father's face made Matt realize something unsettling. He looked exactly like someone who had just woken up from the same dream. For a moment, neither of them spoke. Matt stood in his doorway while his father remained across the hall, both of them illuminated by the harsh bathroom light between their rooms. The hallway looked exactly the way it always did at night, yet something about the silence made it feel unfamiliar, as if the space had briefly been somewhere else and had only just returned to normal. His father rubbed his face slowly, still waking up. You see that too? He asked. Matt nodded. The light was on again. Neither of them had touched the switch. His father stepped into the hallway and walked to the bathroom door. He looked inside for a moment, then reached up and flipped the switch off. The faint humming from the fixture faded immediately, leaving the house wrapped in the quiet darkness of early morning. Probably just the wiring, he said after a moment, though his voice carried the careful tone of someone who didn't completely believe what he was saying. Matt didn't answer. He was watching the end of the hallway where the carpet disappeared into shadow near the staircase. Nothing was there now, but the memory of the shape standing there a few moments earlier was still vivid in his mind. His father noticed where he was looking. "You all right?" he asked. Matt hesitated, then said quietly, "Did you dream anything?" His father's expression changed slightly. For a second, he didn't respond. Then he leaned against the hallway wall and folded his arms, considering the question. "Why?" he asked. Matt took a breath before answering, "Because I think I did." He explained it slowly. The hallway, the bathroom light, the strange feeling of being awake but not quite in his body, the shape near the stairs that had been watching him. His father listened without interrupting. When Matt finished, the silence returned. His father stared toward the floor for several seconds before speaking again. "I dreamed something too," he said. Matt felt his stomach tighten. His father exhaled slowly, as if deciding whether he should continue. "In my dream, I was downstairs," he said. "I thought I heard something moving around up here. I kept trying to come up the stairs to check on you, but I couldn't move very fast. It was like the house kept stretching longer." Matt didn't say anything. His father continued, his voice quieter now. "When I finally reached the top of the stairs, the bathroom light was on. The hallway looked just like it does right now." He paused briefly before adding, "And something was standing out here." Matt looked up sharply. His father met his eyes. "I couldn't see it clearly," he said, "but I knew it wasn't you." The words hung in the air between them. Neither of them tried to explain what that meant. Eventually, his father straightened and pushed himself away from the wall. "Dreams do weird things," he said, though the sentence sounded more like something he felt obligated to say than something he actually believed. "Let's just try to get some sleep." Matt nodded. They returned to their rooms. The bathroom light remained off. For several nights after that, nothing happened. The house felt ordinary again, as though the strange moment in the hallway had been a brief interruption in an otherwise normal life. Matt stopped thinking about the dream as often, and the memory of the figure near the stairs slowly faded into something that felt less immediate and more distant. His father seemed determined not to bring it up again. They both slipped back into routine. But small changes began to appear. His father started checking the doors downstairs before bed every night, even though the neighborhood was quiet and nothing had ever happened there before. Sometimes Matt would hear him pause at the bottom of the staircase as if listening for something upstairs before finally going to his room. Matt noticed himself doing something similar. Every night before bed, he would glance toward the bathroom light switch to make sure it was off. It always was. Nearly 2 weeks passed like that. Then one night, Matt woke again. This time he didn't wake standing in the hallway as he woke in bed, but the bathroom light was on. Matt stared at the thin line of brightness stretching across his floor. For several seconds, he stayed perfectly still, listening for movement. The house remained quiet except for the steady hum of the furnace somewhere below. Across the hall, he heard his father's bed creak. A moment later, the door opened. Matt stepped into the hallway just as his father did the same. They both looked toward the bathroom. The light was still on. Neither of them had touched it. His father walked slowly down the hallway. Matt followed a few steps behind, watching carefully as his father reached the bathroom door. But this time he didn't flip the switch right away. Instead, he stood there, looking down the darker stretch of hallway near the stairs. Matt could see the tension in his shoulders. "Dad?" he asked quietly. His father didn't answer. For several seconds, he simply stared toward the staircase, his eyes focused on something Matt couldn't see. Then, in a calm voice that sounded strangely deliberate, his father spoke into the empty hallway. "You're not welcome here." The words were simple, but something about the way he said them carried weight. Matt waited. Nothing moved. The darkness at the end of the hallway remained completely still. Finally, his father reached up and turned the light off. The bathroom fell into shadow, and the faint humming stopped once again. His father turned back toward Matt. "Go to bed," he said gently. Matt hesitated but nodded. They returned to their rooms. After that night, the bathroom light never turned on by itself again. The dreams didn't return either. Life continued the way it had before. School, quiet dinners, evenings spent in separate rooms. Eventually, the strange events in the hallway faded into memory, the kind of story that feels slightly unreal once enough time has passed. Years later, Matt would still think about that winter sometimes. Not about the light, not even about the figure he had seen near the stairs. What stayed with him most was the moment his father had stood in the hallway and spoken into the darkness. Because for the first time since the house had started behaving strangely, the quiet had changed, as if something listening in the house had suddenly realized it wasn't the only thing aware of what was happening there. And whatever had been standing in that hallway had decided it was better not to come back.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.